Hello and welcome to this Control Risk podcast. My name is Cvete Koneska. I'm Senior Europe Analyst at Control Risks. And today I'm talking to Stina Hartikainen, our Associate Analyst for Central Europe, about the recent events in Romania. The newly elected centre-left government on 31st of January adopted an emergency ordinance to decriminalise corruption offences for public officials for sums below 44,000 euros. It was one of the first moves of the government since taking office 2 weeks earlier, and one that did not resonate well with a population wary of political corruption. So around 300,000 Romanians took to the streets of the capital Bucharest since the start of February to protest against the government decision, joined by similar numbers elsewhere in Romania. After several days of continued protests, the government backed down and repealed the controversial decision. But the protests have continued and protesters are now demanding the resignation of the government. On the 13th of February, Parliament approved a presidential initiative on holding a referendum on the anti-corruption fight, highlighting that the crisis is far from over. Stina, can you tell us what is going on?
Well, yes, Vesta. So what we are seeing now reflects the fact that the initial issues that trigger these protests are far from resolved, despite the fact that the initial ordinance has been cancelled. But the government continues to talk about reforming the legislation and has not in substance shown any willingness to seek compromise. So there are strong expectations in the public that the government will try to push through similar changes restricting anti-corruption, and the continuation of protests should be seen in this context. While parts of these protesters demand that the government resign, the protests are now as much about making sure that the government knows someone is watching. At the same time, the government just survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament with a clear margin, and there's much less public support for forcing the government to resign than for blocking the initial ordinance, which took on much wider meaning. So the government is not going anywhere.
Sounds like the government's anti-corruption policy will remain high on the political agenda. What can we expect in the next few months?
Well, on the one hand, we can expect the government to continue with this agenda to weaken the fight against corruption. There are very strong interests inside the governing Social Democrats and their coalition partner to curtail the anti-corruption drive. And this is guided directly from the top leadership. So we do expect that this government will use the legal, financial and institutional means at its disposal to make life more difficult for anti-corruption agencies. On the other hand, this will trigger resistance from those opposing the government's agenda, which will do what they can to block these attempts. President Klaus Johannes has taken a very active role against the government, and he has some powers to prevent political interference in the judiciary. The referendum is one such power, but it is important to bear in mind that the referendum bid was initiated prior to the crisis to deter the government from adopting these changes in the first place. A lot has happened since then, and a referendum is unlikely to help resolve the issue. Meanwhile, protesters now have established and functioning networks to mobilise broader sections of the public, not only in Bucharest, but across the country. So we expect any attempts to curtail anti-corruption to trigger a strong public reaction and resumption of mass protests.
And what about businesses operating in Romania? What impact would all of this have on their operations?
What we can say is that this is a return to familiar themes in Romanian politics after a period of relative political calm. It is a return to a difficult cohabitation between the executive branches. We expect this conflict between the government and Johannes and the underlying prospect of a deeper institutional crisis to impede the effectiveness and stability of policymaking. It is also a return to a government preoccupied with hidden agendas and with little regard for the impact those agendas have on key stakeholders and broader stability. And we expect this method of governance without proper communication and consultation to increase political and policy uncertainty for businesses. And finally, it is a return to the long-running conflict between the political establishment and the judiciary. We expect that the government's agenda will have a negative impact on the quality and effectiveness of anti-corruption enforcement in the coming months. At the same time, a key takeaway from recent events is that the public and institutional resistance to political interference in these matters is at an unprecedented scale, highlighting that businesses should expect and be prepared for further instability in the coming months as these fights continue.
Thank you, Stina, for this brief analytical overview of the political developments in Romania. And thank you for listening to this Control Risk podcast.